Hello. So it's given we came all the way from Warri to come and have Chiamaka on this podcast. The fun fact is that Chiamaka actually visited my studio.
Yes, I did that.
But we had to rush down to Anambra State for a wedding.
Why are you cleaning makeup? Tell them why you're cleaning makeup.
My dear, I met Kelechi for the first time properly yesterday. But she chatted me up on WhatsApp. I was like, hey babe, you need to be part of my HB. And we are like sisters because it's giving her house is a stone's throw from my house. Mm-hmm. But what?
Anambra State.
Yes,
we are.
Yeah, we are. That's why we're like having, we're in the village. We're having this background.
In a village girl. Of course, I'm a village girl.
So, guys, it's giving.
My eye don't change down. No.
Emotional intelligence and friendship. Now, what do we talk about today? Friendship. Yeah. So, you know, when I'm always with Chiamaka, we give you info of just. Before we get right into it.
So once you clean our makeup, I will tell you guys about emotional intelligence, quote unquote, friendship.
Here, welcome to an amazing episode on EWL Podcast. Don't forget that this podcast is the platform for you to be expressive and reality check. I'm your host, Emite Theology Gloria, and we are having our first guest on EWL Season 2, and it's giving Shishi. Shishi is a regular customer of my podcast. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Chiamaka Adimegu. But of course, this is going on video. So what are we talking about today? It's a lot.
I told them now. We said emotional intelligence, quote-unquote, friendship.
So we shot like a short vlog,
yeah,
before this podcast. So if you're my YouTube, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you get to see like things that we do. Sister, please don't play music in my distance. So Shishi, so you give them the gist why I like do one or
okay,
two.
So outside. Any background noise here, like you said, we're in the village,
yeah.
And today was only cheap. Amen. Say amen.
Amen. She wants to say to them my traditional wedding.
Traditional marriage.
Yeah.
So, Alicia and I came to Anambra yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot. Because we're like, where are your friends? No, I am a friend. Like, mm-hmm. Childhood friend. Literally grew up together. But I'm not like, now let me. Where are your other friends? That's why I'm not like, oh, so-and-so, like two or three people are coming tomorrow. Two people actually. Then I'm like, okay, the rest of them, excuses.
And I think I talked to Chiamaka when she first told me, I was like, what kind of people do you keep in your circle?
Excuses.
But then again, I'm like, things can happen and you know, you may not be able to show up for like important events or support your friends when it comes to an important event. But for me, generally, it's just the attitude.
The excuse is flimsy. I was saying something to them today. I said that if my friend visits my wedding, except say, you did hospital, like, it's a near death. It's either your life or this wedding. That's the reason why you could not come for my wedding. Or maybe you lost a family member that day. I'm just saying it would be extreme case. Something like, oh, I don't have money.
Why are you my friend?
I understand that people do not have money. But then I can see if my wedding, the wedding invitation came impromptu. There's something called planning and budgeting.
There is.
You plan. You make, when somebody is important to you, you plan and you make conscious effort to be there for people that you love.
Yeah.
Nothing beats
your presence.
Your presence.
I actually told her that.
Irrespective of your monetary unicorn will be duly appreciated. But your presence there is
needed.
Number one.
Yeah. So why we talk about the situation we experienced when we came for Anambra State for a wedding? Mm-hmm. We also want to, like, the main topic today as what we also want to talk about is emotional intelligence. So I remember having the conversation with Chiamaka, and I was like, at what point do you think we grew when it comes to emotional intelligence? And at this point in our friendship, do you think I have grown? Or do you think we now have emotional intelligence?
I feel like everybody understands, like, when, normally, when we were starting this friendship, what we used to worry about more was like, oh, you went home with that calling, man, it does start to... Like, to be honest,
why is she giving me attitude?
Like, I can just literally come and I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. like, oh, because I came into your room, you don't run and jump and hug me, or you don't greet me properly. 1 month of, 1 month of, we're not quarreling, but you're not talking.
Day. So, Chioka, what is emotional intelligence to you? And I think, you know, why we are talking about this is just because with what we met, the situation we met in the village, the attitude to things, basically. I think I was more concerned about the attitude to my friend's wedding, per se. Like, why? Just what is emotional intelligence to you?
Emotional intelligence is being able to handle problems or situations in a matured way. That's what I think. Oh, I don't know if it, but like being able to handle something. Like, personally, I feel like I know that I have grown emotionally, because the reaction I would give to certain things
is not what you
know. The same reaction that, maybe it's the same reaction, but it would be like a calmer version, because I'm a very rash person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loud. I'm very loud.
For me, I know I've talked about this episode, like emotional intelligence, in my previous season. And for me, it's just the ability for you to take responsibility for your actions.
Mm.
Being like, always being able to be held accountable for everything you dish out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why when some people act the way they act,
Can
you trust it? Like, when people act the way they act, I'm like, can you actually, like, receive what you're dishing out to people? Because
people who love me, love me wholeheartedly. But you see people who hate me,
they hate you.
Because I go be your nightmare. You go see me, I go, they cut you. I'm being very serious, though. You can, I have a person. You know yourself. People who hate me, they hate me, gone. But people who love me, they love me. So, like, if I want to be a bad person, I go chest
your food. I used to say that thing, though, that if you want to be a bad person, be a bad person with your food chest. Not you be trying to be a novice about being the wicked. I think I want to ask you, if, like, you were to experience such, like, disheartening attitude to that, to your wedding, or to your big event.
There are some people that Kelechi said that
if the person does not come, hi.
Not that people that say that if the person does not come, Kelechi will be like, but Kelechi is so comfortable that the better thing they give you 3 years, 3 years what?
Query.
3 years query that not to come to my wedding. So, also, it is like some people you just there, oh, just to make sure that, oh, my actually be people buffoon. Mm. Oh, I'm getting married though.
Mm.
And whether they show or they don't show,
you don't give two.
Like, their presence is not really essential. But there are some people that will tell you that they cannot come, and you is giving loss of friendship. It's giving, I'm gonna cut you off when I turn to a married woman. It's giving, you're not a serious person.
So for me, basically, we are just trying to point out that as adults, we need to be more responsible for our actions.
I want to say something. Like, I'm just like, for example, now, they did your daddy's burial.
Yeah.
The next day,
she had an exam.
I had an exam. Examination.
And that was just like the burial ceremony. We were going to do like a proper funeral ceremony.
No. It was the burial that
okay,
I sent
the funeral.
I sent somebody to go
yeah.
to the market to buy my, because I had like a culinary exam. So I had to send, we had to go to the market on Saturday. Only she that burial was on Friday.
No, so it was not on Friday, it was on a Tuesday. Was it?
Because I know my exam was on a Monday.
That was
on a Thursday.
Thursday
on a Thursday, rather, yeah. I had to send somebody to go to the market for me to get me the stuff that I needed to attend. Like, I was like, any other person buy them, I go cook my food like that. Mm. But I knew I needed to show up.
So you needed to be
and I can just literally say all this shit that I get that one more right to know best. And she understand, she don't understand self business. But I showed up. But I want to say that me, the way I know how to love my friends, and do I know it by being like an available friend and by supporting when needed.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go all out for people,
I'm not
expecting
to
the same in return for some certain
people. Yeah,
but
it's just for people like, it's like, giving. You have to be able to like reciprocate energy.
I give Olishi, see my Olishi that will stop talking. Just now, Olishi not attend my wedding. I will just put him off 2 seconds. I'm not the one they think. It's not what I like. You don't say, oh, let's think about it.
So guys, in conclusion, I really wanted to have Chioka on, like,
because we should be a good person.
Yeah, and learn to be responsible for your actions. Don't just dish out what you cannot take. Because a lot of people are just ignorant about of their
I thought she was saying something about, like, confronting somebody. Imagine somebody did something to you, and I'd be like, "Oh, you need to have a conversation." What conversation?
I think people should. Me, I don't know. I'm an advocate of no. Let people know where they stand. I would
let
not,
people know. See, but you already know.
Me, I'm not even doing blind.
So much explanation, they reduce.
It's not even too much explanation. That's the thing.
Because you know what
I don't
doing.
Want you to even be uncertain on certain things. I want you to be certain, and that this reason make we day where we day.
Okay, so,
and that's just.
Would you say that?
Cancel versus
know,
non.
You know who? Cancel.
Give her the mic.
You know who?
Give her the mic.
I just say.
At least you cannot.
Our friend that got married should confront you know who. Take. Our friend that got married, I tried to say she should confront
you know who. For me, there's really no need having any conversation with anybody.
Me, I just feel like you should just be. I like to be clear about stuff. I don't
too
want to
much explanation.
Stuff.
See, Olushi, except that girl is.
It's either she goes to her and say, "Babe, you messed up. Oh, this friendship,
you don't love.
It's over. Like it's done. We are done." No need for why did you not come? Why did you not text me? What's your? It's plenty talk for me. It's plenty talk.
I would wish your baby would not come. It's done. I'm not
going. It's giving too much. Shall I eat a full basket?
They reduce my too much explanation. We reduce my fees.
So guys, try being a responsible person. Mm. I talk about responsibilities a lot, not just because say you carry load for head, but that is what shows that you are responsible. Mm. But being able to like. Be held accountable for your actions, mm-hmm. knowing that your actions have your action causes a reaction, mm-hmm. whether good or bad.
Not good or bad.
I think that is when emotional intelligence comes in.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to have like more episodes with my friend.
Well, unfortunately,
everybody's going to their base.
To their base,
and we're going back to our studio.
Yeah.
So we're having like it's nice to have Chimaka as the first guest on EWO's two podcasts.
I've missed like Olichi, Worry. I don't know, it's just different.
It is, babe. Okay, guys, don't forget to scream this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, and on YouTube. Let's give it a moment for you to go subscribe to my channel. Okay, guys, follow me on Instagram at @OluchiEmetezi_podcast. On Facebook, @OluchiEmetezi. On Twitter, @OluchiEmetezi. And follow Chimaka at
Amaka on Instagram.
It's gonna pop on the screen. Like I always say, let's spread love because God is love. Love is cool. God. I'm your host, Demetrius Theology Gloria.
And I'm your first guest.
Signing out. Bye, guys.